I like to call this Tales from the Credit Card House of Horrors. Because some of these things are just so hard to believe, and yet it is so typical. It is so typical. It is far more typical than we'd like to believe. And this is part of what's gotten us into this credit crunch, so-called credit crunch, and gotten us into a lot of problems. And I like to do this in the face-to-face class because I can hide things, but you're looking at it. You're looking at the Tales of the Credit Card House of Horror, so you can see the whole thing also. One of the reasons I really like this is because I like to learn from other people's mistakes. You know why? Because then I don't have to make them. We like to learn from successful people, but we also want to learn from people who have made failures, because then we don't have to repeat those failures. And often you'll talk to people who say, I just hope that people don't have to do what I did, and that's why I go around and tell people about how much trouble I got into. So people who even do get into trouble, they're not looking forward to you getting in trouble also. So let's look at question number one. These are actual letters sent in to financial planners and financial columnists, and then their answers. Most of these are from a woman named Liz Weston Pullum. She writes for the LA Times, but I think she's an independent now. But I don't always like her answers, but I do love the things that people send in. Question number one. I've used up all the equity in my home to pay off credit card debt, but now my credit card debt has grown again to $40,000. I have $49,000 in a 401k and was thinking of using that to pay off the debt, but I'm told that's not a good idea. Now I don't know what to do. Now I don't know if it's a woman. I'm just using it. It could be a man. But you understand what this person did? They ran up a huge amount of money on their credit cards and then took out a home equity line of credit to pay down the credit cards, and all the credit cards were at 0% balance. So what did she do? What did he do? Ran them all up again to $40,000. And now she's thinking of borrowing from her 401k. What do you tell her to do? Well, here I really agree with the financial advisor, because the first thing she needs to do is what? Cut up the cards. She's an addict. She's addicted to debt, and she's trying to borrow more money to get her out of this, and that's just going to run. It's going to happen again. Ms. Weston tells her she has a serious spending problem, and you're not going to beat it if you continue to live beyond your means. Yeah, it's like trying to cure obesity by buying bigger clothes, right? She talks about what happens if home prices decline, and how she's, you know, reducing her retirement savings. But the big problem is, when you borrow from a 401k, great. If you're going borrowing to buy a house or something like that, that's great and everything. But you got to remember one thing. We'll talk about retirement plans later on. If you lose your job, that loan becomes due immediately. Yeah, what a pain in the patootie that is. But let's take a look at the last paragraph where she says, you need to acquire the financial discipline of paying your debts from your income. Borrowing is what got you into this mess, and you can't solve the problem by getting another loan. You see, she says, you need to consider joining Debtors Anonymous. Same, along the lines of Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay, here's another one. Question number two. Again, this is typical. People come in and you don't know what to do. You shake your head and you just say, you better go talk to somebody professional here. My wife and I have two young children, a mortgage, and two finance cars. We also have more than $100,000 of debt, mostly on credit cards that are in my wife's name. So this doesn't include the mortgage, folks. Our savings are gone. I have never been in this situation before. I am self-employed and bring home about $6,000 a month. That's $72,000 a year. That's after taxes, so he makes about $100,000, right? Maybe a little bit more than $100,000. My wife doesn't work. Personally, I don't think I'll ever pay off this debt, and I don't know if I should call a financial advisor or a lawyer. What do you think of my situation? Yeah, he's probably going to have to call a lawyer for bankruptcy, but first, before he does anything, he should call a marriage counselor. And that's what Ms. Pullum says. You've left some important information out of your letter. Did he know that she was running up to $100,000? Because that's where a real problem could be. You know, this is why marriage is the most important financial decision you're ever going to make. And then you definitely they definitely need to see a lawyer about bankruptcy, because, as she says here in the third paragraph, it's pretty tough to pay off consumer debt that exceeds your annual income. I don't know if you remember, but we talked about the rule of thumb is, if your short-term debt exceeds your income, right? And here we have $100,000 worth of debt, mostly on credit cards, so that's short-term debt, and that's greater than their income. So that you may be able to. She says, if your wife is able to return to work, you might be able a shot at paying this back within 5 years. But bankruptcy might make sense. You know, you need to want to talk to a lawyer about bankruptcy, but it's not a good situation. They need to talk to each other first about their lifestyle and debt and a marriage counselor. Now, on the next page, this is not a question. It's just a statement from a credit counselor in Phoenix. A married couple came in, and it started out normal, pleasant. I immediately got the sense that the wife was in charge. I evaluated the budget and creditors. There were only 5 statements. Because the husband barely said anything, I turned to him and asked him if there was anything else. Up from his briefcase, he pulls a bag packed with bills, papers, all bills. The wife was in shock. If looks could kill, she probably would have killed him. He had roughly $80,000 in debt she didn't know about. The husband had been trying to support a lifestyle he couldn't afford. He started gambling, lost his job, took out cash advances to pay for it all. The statements went to his post office box. He left the house each morning pretending to go to work. I wish I could have crawled away, but I tried to stick to the debt and go over possibilities. I gave them referrals for marriage counseling. What's the most important financial decision you're going to make in this life? Yeah. What do you think happened after? I don't want to think about that. Now, the next 3 questions are, you know, they're good questions, but they're nowhere near as monumental as the first few things we looked at. This person, question number 3, is buying a condo, and he or she wants to roll the purchase price of furniture into the mortgage. What do you tell them? Yeah, come on, furniture doesn't appreciate. Your condo is going to appreciate eventually housing prices. Yeah, he basically says, I really can't afford it, but that's what I want. And she gives kind of sort of a lame answer, but she basically says, you can't afford it. And I don't know about you folks, but I am well schooled in going to the thrift shops and the consignment shops and finding, you know, sometimes very good furniture for a whole lot less. I like to call it dive decor, but hey, everybody's different. But remember, do we want to borrow to buy something that's going to depreciate, you know, God, who knows, 50, 60% as soon as you take it home, 90% within a few years? Yeah, how much do you get for furniture? Not much. Now, question number 4. Our old car is on its... Here we talk about cars, right? Our old car is on its last legs, and we really needed to replace it. Well, rather than buying a new car, we were thinking of getting one that's a couple of years old and using our home equity line of credit to purchase it. That way, the interest is tax deductible. What do you say? Well, they're right. You know, the interest is tax deductible if you use your home equity line of credit, but you don't pay your car payments, you lose your car. Don't pay your home payments, you lose your home. So what does Liz say? Actually, she takes the words right out of my mouth here. In the best of all possible worlds, you would pay cash for your cars, right? And it's not the, I mean, it's not something that can't be done. Most people could afford to do so if they would drive their car for 4 or 5 years after they make their last loan payment and put an amount equal to that payment in the bank each month. You understand? And she also likes used cars. I'm a big used car fan, and we'll get to that in chapter 6. A gently used car already has suffered its worst depreciation, which typically happens the minute you drive it off the lot, and the after-tax rate you'll pay with a home equity line of credit is likely to beat your other options, but what's the danger? Yeah, you could lose your home. Do try to pay off the loan as soon as possible. You see? Okay, good. Now, question number 5. Now, this is an interesting one. This gentleman or woman, I'm not sure, we don't know who, what is a man or woman, let's say it's a guy. This guy is a little cagey. You know, he's been playing a game, a high-stakes game, and so far he's been winning, and then with the credit crunch, maybe he's back to his old ways, but he couldn't. Read what happens. Question number 5. I have $175,000 in credit card debt. Almost all of this debt was due to balance transfer offers over the years, which I have managed quite well to make sure I had no balances with high interest rates. Now, with credit being so tight, one of my issuers has reduced my credit limits, and I can't find any balance transfer offers to extend my low rates. You see what he's been doing? He's been rolling over his debt with these balance transfers and getting 0% or 2%. Will the issuers allow me to settle this debt for less than I owe? Next page. I always get offers from credit consolidation companies that tell me banks are willing to accept 50% or less of your balance if you pay the reduced balance amount in full. Can I simply call up the credit card company and offer a reduced amount? Now, listen to this. If I cash out my stocks and other investments, I could actually pay the debt off in full. So I do have the ability to pay. I just never did so since the interest rates were so low. You see what he's doing? He was building up assets using low-cost, short-term debt. And now he can't roll that debt over again. So he could actually wipe out his debt just by selling his investments. You know, you don't know. This guy's probably making a lot of money. He's probably, you know, he's a slick guy. What would you tell him to do? Yeah, you don't know. The recession has, she tells him, recession has made credit card issuers more willing to accept debt settlement offers. Yet, this is where you call up your credit card company and say, look, I owe you $10,000. If I paid you $4,000 today, what would you do? Would you cancel the whole debt, $5,000 right now? And often they'll say yes, especially if you have a history of late payments, because they know pretty soon you're going to wind up in bankruptcy and you're not going to get a dime. But your credit score is going to take a dive, and she tells them that, right? They don't like it when people don't pay what they owe. Well, tough noogies for some people. They're going to bankruptcy. But others, like this guy, they could pay it off. They're just playing this game. And she obviously doesn't think it's a good idea. She says, you, however, have a choice, as opposed to people who wind up in bankruptcy court or are forced to take debt settlements. She says, don't make one you'll regret. So in other words, you get this, you know, she's not saying it, but it sounds like she's thinking, you deadbeat you. You're working the system, and now you want to work it some more. But hey, that's why there's chocolate and vanilla. Some people work it, and this guy obviously is going to get hit one way or the other. He's going to have to sell his investments, or he's going to have to use the debt settlement. Or who knows, by now he's been able to find new credit cards, because I'm getting them. I'm getting the 0% balance transfer fee transfers in the mail right now, lately. So maybe he's back on his feet again, playing his old game. Good luck to him. Okay, and I'm sure if you snooped around the infernal net and looked at the different, she's not the only one out there, looked at the different financial advisor sites and the like, you'll read other horror stories just like this one. So don't you be, none of my students are going to be one of these people, right? Okay.